In the sixth month after Elizabeth had become pregnant, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee. He was sent to a virgin. The girl was engaged to a man named Joseph. He came from the family line of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel greeted her and said, "The Lord has blessed you in a special way. He is with you." Mary said,
"My soul gives glory to the Lord. My spirit delights in God my Saviour. He has taken note of me, even though I am not considered important. From now on, all people will call me blessed. The Mighty One has done great things for me. His name is holy. He shows his mercy to those who have respect for him, from parent to child down through the years. He has done mighty things with his powerful arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their deepest thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but he has lifted up people who are not considered important. He has filled with good things those who are hungry, but he has sent away empty those who are rich. He has helped the people of Israel who serve him. He has always remembered to be kind to Abraham and his children down through the years. He has done it just as he promised to our people of long ago."
In those days, Caesar Augustus made a law. It required that the list be made of everyone in the whole Roman world. It was the first time a list was made of people while Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone went to their own town to be listed. So Joseph went also. He went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea. That is where Bethlehem, the town of David. Joseph went there because he belonged to the family line of David. He went there with Mary to be listed. Mary was engaged to him. She was expecting a baby. While Joseph and Mary were there, the time came for the child to be born. She gave birth to her first baby. It was a boy. She wrapped him in large strips of cloth. She placed him in a manger. That's because there was no guest room where they could stay.
The angels left and went into heaven. Then the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby. The baby was lying in the manger. After the shepherds had seen him, they told everyone. They reported what the angel had said about this child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary kept all these things like a secret treasure in her heart. She thought about them over and over. The shepherds returned. They gave glory and praise to God. Everything they had seen and heard were just as they had been told.
For those of you who have been watching Facebook and take interest in, I don't know why, but take interest in things that do, you might have been listening to the series that I've been doing this week on UCB Radio. So you can totally blame Derek and Jeanette's son-in-law for what's about to happen. The thing is, what they asked me to do was to debunk Christmas, to kind of go, well, actually, what does it say in the Bible? So before I do that, Before we go into that, we're going to watch a little video. Now, this is, you know me, I like my Christmas videos, and this year's been pretty good. Some quite good ones have come out. But this one I like in particular. My children, we still have loads of Happy Land figures and toys in our house. Happy Land is a range that Early Learning Centre created of lovely little figures, kind of like Playmobil, but a bit bigger and a bit softer, and they can chew on them, so they're great. They go from literally teething toys to interactive things that you can play with a bit, when you're a bit older. And that's just us. But anyway, we had a huge, huge range of these, and they'd done it years before, and they re-brought out a nativity set, which we're very excited about. Well, they've brought it out yet again this year. But in conjunction with Speak Life and with Hope and all sorts of things, and The Entertainer, this little nativity story has been created. I don't know if you've been shopping, you've seen any entertainer stores. They have, right next to the dinosaurs and everything else that they have in the window, a lovely display with the nativity, using the Happy Land kind of themed figures in the window. As most of you all know, The Entertainers run as a toy shop, but run by Christians. They don't open on Sundays because of that, and are very, very strict about not opening on Sundays, including today. They're not open today, even though 2 days, 3 days before Christmas, one of the biggest shopping days of the year. They stick to that principle, and I really honour them for that. They've created this lovely little video, which we're going to watch, but with the key of, that's not in the story. Well, maybe it is in the story, but we'll see. Anyway, let's watch.
The very first Christmas was long, long ago. A girl called Mary had started to grow. Inside she carried a wee baby boy, and an angel was sent to tell of the joy.
You! Angel and rocket.
That's not in the story. Angels don't need rockets.
Mary was speechless. She didn't know how these things could have happened, but still she bowed. The angel then made an appearance to Jo, who was worried when Mary had started to show. But Gabriel said, "You may find this odd. Just trust me. These things are all coming from God. Mary is carrying God's only son, the saviour of old, the long promised one. So call his name Jesus, your maker in skin. He's come now to save all his people from sin." Meanwhile, great Caesar Augustus in Rome had made a decree, "Return to your home." For Joseph, this rule meant Bethlehem town. So they rode on their donkey all the way down.
Dad, coming to your aunt.
What are you doing? She said they were riding with a donkey, not a helicopter.
Fine, that's better.
That's not in the story.
Arriving in Bethlehem, Mary was gloomy. But try as they might, no hotels had room in. They asked one innkeeper, "Sir, are you able?" The innkeeper said, "Oh, go on, use my stable." So Jesus was born in a cold cattle shed, with nowhere to lay him. A trough was his bed.
Wait, what? That can't be in the story.
Actually, it is. Listen.
Now out in the fields, some angels appeared to shepherds who cowered and all of them feared. One angel said, "Peace, I bring you good news. The Saviour is born, so put on your shoes." The shepherds all hurried to old Bethlehem to worship the baby who'd been born for them. Away in the east, there lived some wise men who followed a star wherever it went. They knew it would lead them to worship the king. So gold, incense and myrrh they did bring.
It's getting crowded now.
Do you think there's room?
Now here around the baby, the world is invited. The strongest and weakest, they all are united. From wise men to shepherds, from angels to sheep, from shiniest heights to the darkest deep. So come to the manger, see God become small. The true Christmas story has room for us all.
It's bigger than you thought.
Maybe it is in the story.
What a brilliant thing for some of the biggest kind of companies in the toy industry to be involved in, isn't it? So I thought we'd spend a bit of time working about what is in the story. Now, there may not be a helicopter. I'm pretty sure there wasn't a helicopter. I'm pretty sure the donkey didn't fly it either. But and I'm pretty sure there wasn't a London bus there. There's a very cool London bus. We do own that one. What else? Oh, the rocket. Angels coming on a rocket. Well, they had to fly there somehow, I guess. Maybe a rocket. So I thought we'd have a look at one of those beautifully traditional images of Christmas. Anyone have a Christmas card that looks a bit like this? Anyone had a few of those? Yeah? Anyone sent any of those? Yeah. Because they come in the packs, so let's face it. So I thought we'd have a look at this beautiful nativity scene, and I'm gonna you're going to be gutted because I'm going to tear this apart. But bear with me. Bear with me because there's something coming at the end. So I thought the first thing we need to look at is actually what wasn't there. Now, for a start, we know that the wise men weren't there, so we can get rid of the wise men. Because they didn't come till later. They didn't come. We know that they didn't come till later. We'll celebrate Epiphany. Well, we'll probably do it a week on Sunday, but we don't need to worry. And then sadly, guttingly, it means we need to get rid of the camel as well. So we'll get rid of the camel. Sorry. I love my camels, you can tell this year. It's all about the camels. So we've got rid of the camels and the wise men. So that means actually we need to get rid of the star, because actually if they came with the star isn't there yet. So we'll get rid of the star. What else can we get rid of? In all of my debunking of Christmas, of course it doesn't mention a stable. It doesn't mention a stable at all. So let's get rid of the stable. What it does get mention is that Jesus was laid in a manger, a feeding trough. So we kind of go, well, maybe it was a stable of some sort. Maybe it was where the animals were kept. We don't really know. All we know is there wasn't a cot or a crib or a bed, but there was a manger. And to be fair, I'm pretty sure that that stable in particular wasn't going to do them any good to keep them protected. It looks pretty, but it's not very practical. So we've got rid of the stable. What else? Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know about you, but having seen the fabulous and wonderful farmer that managed to wrangle the sheep from the bottom of St Mary's, the drive up to St Mary's, up to St Mary's, and he literally was riding one of them at one point as I approached last weekend. I'm pretty sure that the shepherds would not have carried their sheep over probably a good mile or so to get from the hillside. I've been to Bethlehem. I've seen kind of roughly where they kind of go. Well, that's a hillside outside Bethlehem into Bethlehem. You're going to be talking a mile. Anyone want to carry a sheep that far? No, so let's get rid of all the sheep. There might have been sheep. If there was a manger, there might have been animals in there. But we're going to get rid of the cute lambs. I'm really sorry. Anyone feeling a bit disappointed yet? Have we got rid of your favourite bits out of the stable? Yeah, sorry. Well, let's keep going. Let's keep going because we're not stopped there. The thing is, we like the idea that there was a whole host of angels singing praises to God over and above the stable, and that there was maybe an angel just keeping watch over there. But actually, as you listen to our reading, the angels appear to the shepherds, then they leave, and the shepherds head to Bethlehem. So let's get rid of our angel. Sorry, lovely. As lovely as she looks. Now, we can actually just say there were probably angels there because we can't see them, and we're human and they made themselves appear before the shepherds, but they were probably there. Angels are guardians in lots and lots of ways and protectors, so maybe there were angels there, but we wouldn't be able to see them. And last but by no means least, I'm really sorry, you know what's going next, don't you? The donkey. I'm really sorry, everybody, but our donkey is going to look even more sad because he's not there. It doesn't mention a donkey in the Bible. It doesn't mention. Now we kind of go, well, potentially Mary and Joseph travel a long way and maybe they rode on a donkey. Maybe it was on a horse. Maybe it was on a camel. So the thing is, what we are left with, we are left with the shepherds. It does talk about the fact that the shepherds were present, that they were there. I nearly got rid of Joseph because I was like, oh, I don't think it actually meant, but it does mention that Joseph was actually there. We've got Mary, and of course we have Jesus. So actually what I want to do, we'll let the shepherds kind of loiter in the background. I don't think they'd have stayed long. I don't know about you, but for those of you who've just given birth, shepherds turning up, you don't want them to stay very long afterwards. So what I want to do is screw this one up and let's look at a different image. An image of a mother, a father, and a baby. Because the thing is, no matter what we do, when we read the story, when we retell the story, we can put all of these lovely things and we can take a bit from Matthew and we can take a bit from Luke and we can put it all together and create this amazing and wonderful image. And you know what? Not a bad thing. We wouldn't have done it last weekend in town had we thought that that was a bad thing. But when all of those things have gone, when the wise men, because they're not here yet, have been taken out of the picture, when the stable has been taken out of the picture because we don't really know what it was, when the shepherds have gone back to their flocks because, let's face it, they wouldn't have left them for too long, what are we left with? But a doting father and mother and a tiny newborn baby. I tried to find a picture with Mary looking even more worse for wear than she does on this picture. But actually, after a bit, you start smiling because it's wonderful, isn't it, when you've given birth. But this is the reality. Is what is in the story. When we take everything else away, what is left in the story is still the baby Jesus and his mother and father waiting, wondering, hoping, reflecting on what on earth all of this means. And so this Christmas, when you look at your Christmas cards, and you can smile because there'll be plenty with Santa on and plenty with some lovely Christmassy scenes, and there'll be plenty that look a bit like that first image. And we can smile and go, isn't it amazing that we have such a wonderful story? And it's amazing that we can take all of these bits of information and we can create a wonderful narrative that means and speaks so much to us. But when everything else is gone, there is still a baby. So on Christmas Day, when you're hustling and bustling and everything else, and you're getting your turkey or whatever you're having, I'm allowed to have turkey this year. For anyone who remembers last year, I wasn't allowed turkey. We had to have beef. But I'm allowed turkey this year. I'm very happy. But when you're hustling and bustling over that, and you've got family round, or whatever you're doing over Christmas, it's all wonderful and brilliant and fabulous. But when all of that goes, what is left? What are we taking away from Christmas, apart from lots of Christmas cards or some Christmas presents, some which are very lovely and some which are very useless? What are we taking away from our Christmas? If we hold on to that Christ child that is destined to grow and to teach and to show us just what it means to live the life that God wants us to live, then actually we receive the greatest gift of all. And so as we focus and think about that tiny baby that is left, the thing that is there when everything else has gone, then we can think about what that Christ child means in our lives. So let's sing together. We'll remain seated as we sing these couple of songs. Evie's going to sing the first verse of this first song for us, and then we'll join in as we repeat it.